The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The word of God be on my lips and in my heart. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live and you will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me, and whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
If you love me, you will dot, dot, dot. Who else cringes at those words? Hairs on your neck go up. You get ready. It can come from any place. Friends, family, parents, children, no matter the age. May not be phrased that way, may use different words, but all meaning the same thing. If you don't want to disappoint us, if you really were my friend, if you love me, oftentimes when we hear those words, we stand on guard, we get ready. We know something is coming. More often than not, we know some kind of guilt trip is going to be laid upon us, right? More often than not, the person speaking those words, they have their own interests in mind, and they're trying to manipulate us to their own benefit. If you love me, you will keep my commandments? Is that what Jesus is doing in the gospel this evening? Is he laying a guilt trip on his disciples? No, I don't think so. After all, we have the cross. What I do think Jesus is doing is preparing those disciples to really understand what love is all about, what real, true, deep, honest love is all about, and all that it entails. That love like that comes with a cost, that it entails responsibilities and consequences and obligations. After all, we have the cross. We hear all the time that love should be one of those things that doesn't cost anything. That love is one of those things that is free, that it is freely given. And yes, that's true. But Christians also understand that love comes with a cost. That love does oblige. It doesn't oblige the one who is being loved. but obliges the one who is doing the loving. Disciples, freely choose to love. Disciples, freely choose the cost and the responsibilities, the consequences, and the obligations that come with true, deep, real, honest love. After all, we have the cross.